WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The White House sought today to clarify President Biden's comments on Trump supporters and garbage. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
Just to clarify, he was not calling Trump supporters garbage.
A judge in Pennsylvania today sided with the Trump campaign and extended the deadline for voters in Bucks County to request a mail-in ballot. Earlier, Secretary of State Al Schmidt on election security.
Nonpartisan election officials are doing their jobs across Pennsylvania, and they're working very hard to ensure we have free, fair, safe, and secure elections.
The Biden administration is sending more envoys to the Middle East to try to reduce the violence in Gaza and Lebanon. The State Department's Matthew Miller.
We do ultimately want to see a ceasefire, and we want to see a diplomatic resolution that allows civilians both in Lebanon and Israel return to their homes.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 91 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The latest Marquette poll reveals a virtual tie in Wisconsin's presidential race. Vice President Kamala Harris holds a razor-thin 50-49% lead over former President Donald Trump. That's among likely voters. The tight contest is evident in both candidates' simultaneous campaign visits to the state today and Friday. When third-party candidates are included, Harris's lead slightly expands to 46% versus Trump's 44%. RFK Jr. gets 5% support despite no longer being in the race. The MPS board has outlined their proposal to close or merge 13 school buildings across the city. The plan has caused debate among parents and community members, with many voicing concerns about the potential impact on Milwaukee's North Side neighborhoods. Officials said last night at a meeting that no final decisions will be made for at least 2 weeks. They said that'll allow time for further discussion and potential adjustments. In Milwaukee, Waukesha, and across the state, municipal clerks are testing election equipment. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Under state law, they're required to do public tests of their machines within 10 days of an election. Algoma City Clerk Erin Mueller says she hopes people see the intricate steps for themselves.
We will take the voting machine out of the vault, and we will go through the whole process of putting the cartridges in the places.
Really welcomed at these tests. They want people to see how it all works.
In a final push for votes, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump make stops in the state today. Harris's Madison event will feature musical performances aimed at energizing Democratic voters in Dane County. Trump's rally in Green Bay seeks to mobilize supporters with Brett Favre. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers face a new Iowa quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. When the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night, it'll be against a new quarterback. Brendan Sullivan, expected to be the starter after Iowa's Cade McNamara went down with an injury early against Northwestern last weekend. Sullivan led Iowa to a 40-14 win, scoring 37 unanswered points, and was asked what he'd like to improve on against Wisconsin.
Like everybody else, there's a lot to improve on, whether that's passing, whether that's running. I think decision-making as well. I think just adds another element to be able to run the ball, but definitely a lot of film to go back and look at and learn from.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell now facing Sullivan at quarterback.
There is a different skill set, and so you got to be aware of that. And so just makes another little challenge. I don't think it's going to come up there before the idea that this is going to be a physical, tough game. And if you can't outmatch or match their physical toughness and mental toughness, that it won't matter who's a quarterback.
Baseball, game 5 of the World Series tonight in New York. The Dodgers lead the Yankees 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Still feeling summery with today's high temperatures in the upper 70s alongside those breezy winds. Whipping out of the south still up to 40 miles per hour as showers and thunderstorms move in overnight, which will continue to dampen our morning. Winding down by the afternoon, winds become blustery cold. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
In a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Trigby Olson and myself. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy, happy Wednesday to us all. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. is on the board and on the phones doing the sound. Thank you, Jess. Super jazzed to reintroduce our friend Matt Rothschild joining us in studio. Former editor and publisher of the Progressive Magazine, former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and author of 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Matt, it's been a while. I got it all in my head now. Welcome back, dude.
Always good to be with you, Don.
Thank you. Big show today. We have Greg Palast. He's an investigative reporter coming off of his show in Madison at the Barrymore Theater a couple weeks ago. He's going to join us at 4:30. Also, State Rep Francesca Hong, she's out canvassing today. She's going to join us as well at 5 o'clock. And, of course, you can join us 855-752-4842. Matt, I think we need to start where we ended yesterday. Vice President Harris at the Ellipse giving her speech. I got to listen to it in the car when I was leaving the studio. I had a little drive to get back to Milwaukee, and I thought she was great. And it really reminded me of her convention speech. I thought it was a nice bookend to from then until now. We have some cuts. We'll get to it. Matt, what was your takeaway?
I thought she did a great job. I mean, on style points, you know, she was totally in command. She seemed really relaxed, very comfortable, easy to listen to, but, you know, easily someone you can imagine as commander in chief and right there in the Oval Office behind her. So I thought she did a great job like that. And, you know, as a prosecutor, as a trained prosecutor, she really knew her case and she delivered it great. And substantively, I mean, she made incredible points. I mean, she savaged Donald Trump there. I thought she eviscerated him, both for his criminal behavior on January 6th and for his economic policies that are helping the top 1% in the billionaire class, as Bernie calls them. And she reached out to Republicans. She used the word Republicans three times. She reached out to independents. She, you know, reached across to people who aren't even going to vote for her. So she was very, you know, accommodating. And I think the theme of, you know, getting beyond the divisiveness, I think there's a real hunger in this country to get beyond this really nasty divisiveness that's ripping the country apart and get to something better. So that was the last thing I thought she did real well. She offered hope of a better future for us. You don't get that from Trump.
No, we certainly don't. Yes, the divisiveness, it's exhausting. And I thought she did had a nice balance between, you know, prosecuting the case against the felonious Mr. Trump and then offering a vision for the future. You know, it's got to be, you can't be all not, you know, anti-Trump. You also have to offer something else. And I thought she did a fine job in doing that. What about the symbolism, Matt? The Ellipse, you know, this is the scene of the crime, you know, just over 4 years ago, man, or about 4 years ago. What do you think it was appropriate? Do you think she has replaced what happened. This is hallowed ground, man, and Trump summoned the mob at this location and stuck them on the Capitol to attack, to stop the vote, to overturn the election. This is where it happened, and this is where she gave her speech. What about the symbolism?
Totally appropriate to be there. I mean, it's not only hallowed ground, it's contested ground. I mean, there are the people who still, you know, are in favor of the January 6th rioters. Trump, top of the list. I mean, he said he's going to pardon all of them and let them all go, and she mentioned that last night. It was totally appropriate for her to be there and to show America what's at stake here. I mean, for me, January 6th is the be-all and end-all of this election.
Yeah.
If you thought January 6th was okay and you're still going to vote for Trump, you know, you're on the opposite side of me here, and I don't know how we bridge that divide. How can you be for the for a coup? You know, we don't have coups in the United States. We're not Bolivia, for God's sakes. You know, we're a democracy where we have a peaceful transition of power. Trump tried to not have a peaceful transition of power on January 6th, right at that spot. So I was glad she chose that spot and offered us both a vision of something better, but also a sense that, you know, those folks do belong in jail.
Right. Oh, come on. They were attacking the thin blue line. You know, the law and order party, apparently they're law and order, except when it comes to their politicians. We do have some sound, Matt. We'll do it in sequential order. And again, I thought her, Harris's description, reminding us of who Donald Trump was. She got it out right in the beginning, and I thought it was appropriate. Remind everybody and then give them something else to look forward to. Jess, if you would please, let's start with cut number one. We know who Donald Trump is.
We know who Donald Trump is. He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago and sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people in a free and fair election. An election that he knew he lost. Americans died as a result of that attack. 140 law enforcement officers were injured because of that attack. And while Donald Trump sat in the White House watching as the violence unfolded on television, he was told by his staff that the mob wanted to kill his own vice president. And Donald Trump responded with two words: so what?
I like the sirens in the background there. I love that.
Well, I gotta be honest. As I was driving home last night listening to this, I kept looking around my mirrors because
is that making you a little anxious?
It was. You know, I speed a little bit. You know, that's how we get home faster. And I was like, where these sirens come from?
We could go hiding the illegal substances too.
Right. I just gotta get out of Racine County, man. I thought it was great. The reminder, and I don't think it's anything that we should forget about. And I'm with you, Matt. This has stuck with me from that day. We were, I don't know if you remember what you were doing when this was happening. I know where I was that day. I was on the air as it was happening, and we were talking, reporting that the Capitol Police were advising the House and Senate members to put on their gas masks. Put on your gas mask. And you see all these, the bravado from the megas. But in the moment, in that time, you see senators running, right? You see people freaking out. I mean, and laying down, trying to avoid what may be coming through that door. Loading up and blocking, barricading the doors. Republicans were doing that too. And then all of a sudden, afterwards, what happened afterward? Senator, people came out against it. Everyone right away was immediately against it. And then time passes, and then everybody comes around and gets back in line in the mega party, and it's all to be forgotten. But I don't forget, Matt.
What do you mean? I thought Lindsey Graham was getting off the Trump train that night.
Everybody was.
Yeah, one of a dozen times.
Let's keep going from Vice President Kamala Harris at the Ellipse last night. Cut number two, E Pluribus Unum.
You see, what Donald Trump has never understood is that E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one, isn't just a phrase on a dollar bill. It is a living truth about the heart of our nation. Our democracy doesn't, It doesn't require us to agree on everything. In fact, we like good arguments from time to time. Just think of your own family, right? It's not the American way to not have disagreements. We don't shy away from robust debate. In fact, we like a good debate, don't we? We like a good debate.
She likes hard work and a good debate.
And the fact that someone disagrees with us does not make them the enemy within.
That's right.
They are family, neighbors, classmates, co-workers. They are fellow Americans. And as Americans, we rise and fall together.
Again, a spot of unity, Matt. You know, it's something that I don't hear a whole lot coming out of the Trump campaign these days.
Yeah, I like this part both because she brought up the enemy from within, the outrageous comment that Trump made that does have an echo of Goebbels and Hitler, and then talks about, you know, we rise and fall together, that we're all one family. So it was the negative and the positive, and really done in an artful way, I thought.
The next cut, number three, stop pointing fingers and locking arms. I love this phrase. Let's hear it, please, Jess.
America, for too long, we have been consumed with too much division, chaos, and mutual distrust. And it can be easy then to forget a simple truth. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. It is time to stop pointing fingers. We have to stop pointing fingers and start locking arms. It is time to turn the page on the drama and the conflict, the fear and division. It is time for a new generation of leadership in America.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're into it.
And I am ready to offer that leadership as the next president of the United States of America.
The crowd goes wild. I've seen reports of up to 75,000 people. Turn the page, man. This is a Bob Seger or Metallica moment. Depends what right. version of Turn the Page you like. But it, man, that resonates with me, man. I want to turn the page, man. Can we please, good God, turn the page?
Yeah, and, you know, she stressed several times in her speech, division, chaos, drama, conflict, the stuff that Trump, you know, just breathes out at us all the time. And people want to get over it. The vast majority of Americans want to get over it. And I bet huge percentages of women want to get over that. And I think she was appealing to them there, too. She also was echoing JFK with this new generation of leaders.
Mm-hmm.
He said that in his inaugural address after catching the baton from Dwight D. Eisenhower. So for old folks like me, there's an echo there, too. So, I mean, I think she was reaching out here to Americans who, you know, they're tired of all of Trump's nonsense. They're actually tired of Biden, too. And so turn the page actually is turn the page on both of them. I think that's what people want.
Let's slide in one more, Jess. Donald Trump, the
Not
tax
quite
cuts.
Enough time.
Come on, 11 seconds. We can do it. Cut four, please.
Donald Trump would deliver tax cuts to his billionaire donors. I will deliver tax cuts to working people and the middle class.
Again, a contrast. Very specific. Donald Trump has been very, very vocal about where he will be, what he will do. Come back with us, Matt Rothschild, 855-752-4842.
Kept the beaches shipwreck free, though I respect that a lot. I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason Hoff and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. You can air in the alley by the light switch. Who watches the
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. I've got two things to tell you. One, I hate puns. And two, Halloween is this week. Today only, you can creep it real by saving an additional 15% off your entire order on discounted gift certificates. Take your ghoul friend out for dinner or grab your roommate for an evening out on the town. Oh boy, had enough. Shop local and save a cauldron of cash at Big Deals.
Go to WAUKradio.com and click on the Big Deals tab to save now.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That's a call line. That's a text line. We see you there, callers and texters. Be patient. We will get to you before our next guest at the bottom of the hour, Greg Palast. A new film out, Vigilantes, Inc. Easy for me to say. Vigilantes, Inc., America's new vote suppression hitmen. We're going to dive into that for a few minutes with Greg. I got Matt Rothschild in the studio with me as well. We got a few more cuts from Kamala Harris on the ellipse last night. And I love the next one. Anytime Trump and the wannabe dictators. Let's play cut number five, please, Jez.
These United States of America, we are not a vessel for the schemes of wannabe dictators. The United States of America is the greatest idea humanity ever devised.
Let's jump down to cut number seven, please.
If you give me the chance to fight on your behalf, there is nothing in the world that will stand in my way.
Matt, I thought... Yeah, go ahead.
That was her showing her strength and also kind of echoing Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton, who always said, you know, I wake up every day to fight for you. I'm just fighting for you. You know, Bill Clinton, the great salesman. But she's picking up part of that successful campaign, too.
And I thought it was important for her to stress, you know, talk about a little bit of the foreign policy and how she will be strong. And, you know, we've had callers and people talk, well, you know, some of the world leaders and our adversaries think she's a joke. I'm thinking, well, do you want your adversaries to be supportive of your candidate? Because I don't know that you do. You know what I mean? Just a couple more. 855-752-4842. Love this one too, Matt. The enemies list and the to-do list cut six.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Keep going. All right. Well, let's keep going. Trump.
But let me just talk about
this. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Because, you know, this has become a new phrase that she used. And she tried it out the first time at the CNN town hall with Anderson Cooper. And at the end of it, David Axelrod gave some commentary, said, you know, she did okay, but the thing she really did was that line.
Yeah.
She should keep repeating the enemies list and the to-do list line, and she's done that ever since. She took his advice.
And we'll take his advice as well. Jess, let's hear it.
On day one, if elected, Donald Trump would walk into that office with an enemies list. When elected, I will walk in with a to-do list.
Trump is very specific, man. He labels his grievances every single time. I mean, you can't have a 2-hour rally You know, unless you got to fill that time, and he's got lots of enemies, Matt.
Including me and you, especially me, crazy left lunatic.
Oh, my God, the enemy. I mean, we played a clip the other day. He said enemies five times in one sentence referring to the media. Five times! That's the most I've ever heard. I think it's a record.
Yeah, and again, enemies of the people. That was Nazi propaganda, totally.
And what, America's for America's, America's only? Didn't
How'd you like that?
Sound? You know, it's all being replayed again. Two more from Harris on the Ellipse. Let's do cut number 8, please, Jess.
America, this is not a candidate for president who is thinking about how to make your life better. This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power.
You know, she puts it like that, it sounds really bad, Matt.
I mean, she's got him to a T, doesn't she? I mean, everything she says about him is right spot on. And so I love that part of the speech, too, where she just eviscerated him, pinned him, and made him wriggle on the wall, as T.S. Eliot used to say.
The last cut from Vice President Kamala Harris and the Ellipse last night. Those who came before us, cut number 9, please.
And those who came before us, the Patriots, at Normandy and Selma, Seneca Falls and Stonewall, on farmlands and factory floors. They did not struggle, sacrifice, and lay down their lives only to see us cede our fundamental freedoms. They didn't do that only to see us submit to the will of another petty tyrant.
I thought that was the best passage of the speech, actually, because he is a petty tyrant. But also notice how she talked about the Patriots, the greatest generation fighting World War II at Normandy, the civil rights activists at Selma. Seneca Falls is the women's rights movement. Stonewall is the LGBT nonviolent revolution that's been so successful in this country until now, until all this anti-trans stuff that every single Republican candidate, including Eric Hovde and Donald Trump, seem to be throwing at our computer screens and our phones. But I thought that was a very beautiful way to depict the fight for greater freedom and liberty. And she is you saw the big sign behind her, freedom. She's been recapturing the word and the concept of freedom for those of us on the Democratic and progressive side, and we all owe her a debt of gratitude for that.
Yeah, it was eloquent and it was spot on. And I would also say Donald Trump, disparages those groups. Hell, even the greatest generation, what's in it for them, right? Suckers and losers. That's the quote from his own people. And by contrast, and left unsaid perhaps, Matt, the Patriots that Trump likes, well, those are the ones that, tried to overturn the government on January 6th. 855-752-4842. Greg Powell's coming up next. Let's squeeze one caller in at least. Andrew from D-Town. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. I have to disagree with Matt, your guest, on this country, unlike Bolivia, doesn't have coups. We've had two coups, the Civil War and the insurrection. January 6th.
Unsuccessful coups? I mean, is it a coup if it doesn't work?
No, I'm not saying they're successful, but the intended coups, if nothing else. And here's something else. In Germany, after Germany fell, Hitler falling in Germany, you don't see swastikas on flagpoles in Germany. You don't see statues of German generals and whatnot. You don't. And here in this country, we left such stuff standing for so long. It is the same folk who, during the Civil War, went after the capital of this country, that their progeny tried to do it again.
They certainly did, Andrew. Thank you for the call. Yeah, come on, man. I saw a guy in Janesville, Trump's first time around, walking around with a Confederate flag. It was in January 6th. It made it through the Capitol. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. Matt Rothschild joining me. Greg Palast, investigative reporter, coming up next. Stick around.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. In a bid to boost support for the Democratic ticket, former President Bill Clinton will visit the state tomorrow. He'll be in Oshkosh and Milwaukee to campaign for Vice President Kamala Harris, Governor Tim Walz, and down-ballot Democrats. A statement says Clinton's appearance will focus on getting people to vote early. The 78-year-old former president will address volunteers at a canvas launch in Oshkosh and will join local leaders for a faith event in Milwaukee. The location of the Milwaukee event isn't known, but drivers should know that it's a late afternoon impact. The most recent campaign finance reports show a difference in the fundraising efforts of the first congressional district candidates. Republican incumbent Brian Steil has raised over $5 million, more than doubling the nearly $2 million raised by Democratic challenger Peter Barca. Steil, who's held the seat since 2018, enters the final stretch of the campaign with just over $2 million in the bank. Barca, a former holder of the seat, has just over $133 on hand. Over a quarter of Wisconsin schools are seeking a referendum this fall. Jimmy Koska has more.
On Tuesday, Wisconsin voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facility projects. State Superintendent Jill Underly says the number of referendums is proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin. In all four elections this year, school districts have asked for a total of nearly $6 billion.
Teamsters working at the Roundy's warehouse in Oconomowoc have a new labor agreement. A statement says Local 200 members have worked out a deal for substantial wage increases and improved benefits. The five-year agreement covers 750 union members at the facility. Southeastern Wisconsin still has a high fire danger. The warning from the DNR says you shouldn't burn outside. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Breezy. Temps fall through the 60s tonight, settling into the 50s tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Into the upper 50s Saturday. Showers again Saturday night and Sunday. It's 71 right now.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 910 AM WBZH and the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, we'll hear from our friends at Motherhood for Good. They've spent months introducing us to women ready to lead. Now they offer some final words to moms about voting.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
you still want my heart. Listen to the engine moaning out his one-old song. Think about the woman.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening. Got Jess P.S. on the board, co-hosting with my buddy Matt Rothschild and Jazz Dizel to reintroduce to you Greg Pallast, known for his investigative reports for The Guardian bestsellers, including The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Just released the new film. I know some of our audience in Madison went and checked that out. Vigilantes, Inc., America's new vote suppression hitman, narrated by Rosario Dawson, produced by Martin Sheen, and a Leonardo DiCaprio put it on the stream. You can find it at gregpallast.com. Greg, welcome back. It's been a while, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be with you again, Dom.
It is a pleasure. So, Vigilantes, Inc. Greg, you've been all over voter suppression for years and years. What's the trend, Greg?
Well, here's the trend, is that I thought when there was a coup d'etat in 2000 when Al Gore won Florida and the Supreme Court said, we don't care, we're picking George Bush. And so, we haven't had a democracy since then. But every 4 years, the GOP, and I'm not being partisan about it, I'm nonpartisan, it's just the facts, ma'am, comes up with a new method of suppressing the vote of Black people, Hispanics, Asians, American Natives, those voters of color, the color blue. And this time what they've done is a brand new thing that hasn't been done in the United States since the Klan used this in 1946, vigilante vote challenges. It says that I, Greg Pallast, can say that Dom Salvia, you do not live in Wisconsin, you should not be allowed to vote. Now, who am I to say that? I'm self-appointed vote fraud hunter, vigilante. Now, here's the thing. If you go to gregpallast.com, even just watch the trailer, or you can stream the film for free. Thank you, Leonardo, through gregpallast.com. The vigilante challengers, you'll see that I'm challenging I'm confronting one GOP vote challenger, a woman here in Georgia. I'm reporting to you from Georgia. A woman here in Georgia who personally challenged 32,132 people.
Come on, man. How can you challenge? You don't even know 32,000 people.
Wait. Well, here's the thing. So she challenged, and I can't make this, 32,132 people. I show her a photo of someone, say, a Black neighbor of hers, a young Black woman, Tamara Horn. And I said, do you know Tamara? No. Ever talked to her? Oh, no. Ever been to her house or had any contact with her? No. Well, you challenged her right to vote and 32,000 others. And she says, well, I don't have time to call 32,000 people, but you had time to challenge their votes. I said, by the way, that could violate the Ku Klux Klan Act, at which point she threw me out of her Gone with the Wind mansion. And I wasn't going to argue with her because right next to the front door, she had ammo all over the place, assault weapons. She had a loaded AR-15 next to the door. So I didn't continue. But you'll see this confrontation in the film. And then I confront another vigilante. Now, this guy actually dresses like a vigilante, Alton Russell from southern Georgia. And he dresses up, cowboy boots, cowboy hats, a pearl-handled six-shooter in a holster, which he pointed out to me was loaded. And he personally challenged 4,000 voters, including, and most of those voters he challenged were Black soldiers at Fort Benning, Georgia. The Black soldiers at Fort Benning, including Major Gamaliel Turner, 70 years old, career military. And
terrible.
And Turner calls the Georgia, now, by the way, you might think, oh, this guy's just a freak with his Doc Holliday getup. No. Well, he may be a freak, but he's also chairman of the Republican Party in southern Georgia.
Oh, my.
Chairman of the Republican Party. He challenged 4,000, so Black soldiers. Turner, what he did was he challenged soldiers who were assigned to other military bases, so they weren't at their home address. Well, believe it or not, American soldiers assigned to another base are allowed an absentee ballot. In fact, it's a military absentee ballot, even if they're Black soldiers. Believe it or not, even Black soldiers are allowed to have an absentee ballot. So he calls up and says, where's my ballot? To the county officials. And they say, oh, Mr. Turner, you've been challenged. He says, well, what does that mean? He says, no problem. You just come into our office.
Come in.
And he said, wait, You're telling me he's in California, 2,700 miles away, that all I have to do is 2 days before the election, by the way, is show up and prove that I'm an American citizen again? And he, by the way, he did send in, he did make an appearance. Ultimately, he flew 5,000 miles round trip. He got his ballot counted, but the other 4,000 soldiers did not. And here's the, so this is what's going
so
on.
So it was successful, Greg. It worked. Yeah, their shenanigans worked.
Let's put it this way. Now, in that year, that was 4 years ago, the 2020 election, and we were able, I'm working with my partners, NAACP, Black Voters Matter, and Rainbow Push, and we went to these boards elections, gave them the information, and even the Republican boards rejected almost all, in Southern Georgia, they knocked off about 12,000 voters. If they had knocked off 24,000, obviously Trump would have taken Georgia. Now, here's the danger. 4 years ago, there were 88 vigilante challengers, and those 88 challenged 180,000 voters. This time, the same group that fielded these guys, this is True the Vote out of Texas, the Trump Front organization that did, you know, that film 2,000 Mules. So, and you'll see clips of that film in our film, Vigilantes, Inc. Now, what happened was they've gone from 88 challengers. Are you ready? They've signed up 40,000 challengers. And as Martin Sheen says at the beginning of the film, at the beginning of August, 2.5 months ago, they'd already challenged 851,000 voters. 851,000 voters. And by Tuesday, we expect 2 million voters to be challenged. Almost none of these voters have been informed that they've been challenged. They're supposed to get these cards, but most counties have no way to even, they don't know what to do with this stuff. It would cost millions of dollars to deal with this, to make people go into these offices. So this is the new mass challenge. And I'm afraid the NAACP, I just spoke to Gerald Griggs, the NAACP, head of the NAACP, and he's in our film. And he said, we expect 300,000 to 400,000 challenges in Georgia alone, including on Election Day and the day after Election Day, to stop the counting of mail-in and drop-box ballots, which are the way that the majority of Black people vote in Georgia. So you're seeing, and all these people, even if they mailed in their ballot, if they are challenged, their ballot cannot be counted. I want to repeat that. You could think you're voting, but you aren't. The other is that a lot of people be challenged and be given provisional ballots, say, oh, and the lady behind the desk will say, oh, here, take a provisional ballot. Don't worry about it. They'll count it. No, they won't. In 4 years ago, according to the Elections Assistance Commission, 10 million provisional ballots were handed out like candy, and 2.7 million of those ballots were rejected. And I want to tell you something.
Wow.
If you're a voter of color, the chance that you will be shunted to a provisional ballot is 300% higher than if you're white, and your ballot, the chance your ballot will be rejected if you're Black is 700% higher than if you're white. So provisional ballots have become another new place for dumpsters for Black votes. The vigilante challenges will kick this off. And by the way, they are a ton of vigilante challenges in Wisconsin, if you're listening to this from Michigan and Michigan. If you are challenged or you have a problem, do not take a provisional ballot. It's a placebo ballot. You think you voted? No, you haven't. So what you do is, in Wisconsin, you can register on Election Day. They may not tell you that from behind the desk. Re-register on the spot and then demand a regular ballot after you register. That's what you got
to
do.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That is investigative reporter Greg Palast. His new video, his new film out, Vigilantes, Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitman. Greg, I mean, we take this to the extreme, then everybody can challenge everybody's, and where does that leave us?
It leaves us with 851,000 people, and I got to tell you, all 88 challengers in Georgia were white Republican officials.
Couldn't we go then and challenge all those white 88 challengers? Why can't we go after them and do the same game that they're playing?
Absolutely not. I mean, the voting rights group says if that's happened to you, you don't want it to happen to anyone else, even your worst enemies. But we are now talking about suing them personally.
Yes.
Because they've defamed people. They violated the Ku Klux Klan Act, like the late, like this wacko in red. Well, I say wacko. She's a Republican, a party official. She works for Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, why don't we go after them legally so they'll have to spend 50 grand on lawyers? That might make them think twice about taking away their neighbor's right to vote. But this is ugly, and you'll see it all in Vigilantes Inc. Again, stream it for free. Go to gregpalast.com. The other place you can go is saveyourvote.org. Save your vote, not mine or Dom's or Matt's. Saveyourvote.org. And you can check your registration there, by the way, and you can also stream the film.
Hey, Greg, Matt Rothschild here.
Hey.
I watched the film this morning. I thought it was great.
Thank you.
You do mention the Bradley Foundation, which is located in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
What role are they playing in this? You mentioned a lawyer who used to practice for Foley and Lardner, Cleta Mitchell. What role is she playing? Yeah.
Okay, so this, the True the Vote vigilante attacks are being funded principally by the Bradley Foundation. Thank you very much, Wisconsin.
It's not our fault, man.
You know, so if we, you know, I'm in the deep south, but the money's coming from the deep north. From the people that unemployed the tens of thousands of workers that formerly worked at Allen Bradley at up in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Once your biggest employer, they sold out and everything was moved to China. And now they're going after your vote because you can't. There's an old rule. They can't take away your job, can't take away your health insurance, can't take away your hopes unless they take away your vote. So that's what the Bradley Foundation has been doing. They put about $2 billion into vote suppression efforts.
Wow.
$2 billion. And Cleta Mitchell, who is still their foundation's lawyer and advising True the Vote, Cleta Mitchell, I don't know why she isn't indicted along with Donald Trump,
because
she was on the call to the Georgia Secretary of State saying, quote, find me, and don't look in between the sofa cushions, find me 11,780 votes. She's the lawyer. And the other lawyer on the call, Eastman, was indicted. I don't know how Cleta Mitchell got out of that one. But these are the people that are running the vigilante vote system. And by the way, Cleta Mitchell has her own vote challenge group called Eagle AI. By the way, if you recognize that name, Eagle Eye, which is how she pronounces it, Eagle Eye, that was back, if you remember, in the 1964 when Barry Goldwater ran. He had all these basically stormtroopers going into Hispanic polling stations led by this right-wing fascist named William Rehnquist. I don't know what happened to him, but anyway, later. But William Rehnquist was leading this campaign to go into Hispanic voting stations and ask and demand that people prove their citizenship. So they've picked that same Eagle AI is now back with Cleta Mitchell. They've challenged 10,000 people in Florida. Their aim is 250,000 challenges by election day, but we're talking 2 million by just True the Vote, which, by the way, as I keep saying, I'm not for vote fraud. If you have 2 million illegal voters, give me the names of two of them so we can go and arrest them. Not,
right.
I'm not only asking you to prove one out of a million, one out of a million. They went to court. They couldn't prove one single illegal voter on their list, but yet every judge has said, hey, fine with me. Fine with me. Stop these votes. This is brand new. So please, and watch the film, because it won't, this vigilante game, if this decides the election, because I think it's, I don't care who you want to vote for, but I think that the voters, not the vigilantes, should be picking our president. And look out, it's going to get violent too. We talk about the violence of these vigilantes. That's another issue that you see in the film.
Greg Palast, investigative reporter, his film, Vigilantes Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitmen. New, kind of old, kind of retread, but here we are again. You can find it on gregpalast.com. Greg, I know you've been very busy. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dom. Thanks, Matt. Peace out.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
If you're looking for quality glass repair, make sure you choose Absolute Quality Glass in New Berlin. Absolute Quality Glass specializes in auto, residential, and commercial glass installations. They'll do a free estimate right at your home and can seal drafty windows, fix fogged or broken glass, and take care of commercial door hinges or closers. Learn about everything Absolute Quality Glass can do for you online at aqgglass.com or call 262-309-0348.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Jess P.S. is on the board. Matt Rothschild is in the studios. I want to get to your calls momentarily. I want to thank Greg Palast, investigative reporter, for joining us. Vigilantes, Inc., America's new vote suppression hitman. Find it on gregpalast.com and other sources as well. Matt, I got to tell you, man, I was swearing during the break. This is some... I can't say it. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, Greg Palast is all over this, and I do recommend that people see the film. You can see it for free. I watched it for free this morning, so right. It's quite interesting. And he actually has that guy who said, who he described as Doc Holliday. He had that Doc Holliday meet the colonel whose vote he was suppressing.
Oh, really? How'd that work out?
Kind of got an apology out of the old guy, so that was kind of interesting.
An apology? How about a reimbursement for my time and my flight and my meals and my hotel and a little something extra for the effort? You know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't get that. So anyway, yeah. But I do want the listeners here in Wisconsin to know that despite these right-wing efforts by the Bradley Foundation, by Cleta Mitchell, by these vigilantes, make sure you go vote. Don't be intimidated by these folks. You've got to vote. You got to exercise your right to vote. Vote. You can still vote early for the next few days, or you can vote on November 5th on Tuesday. Make sure you show up so you can cast your ballot. It's your right as an American citizen. A couple of the people in the film, civil rights activists that Greg Palast was interviewing whose rights were violated, you know, they were in tears. Yeah. They were in tears because they couldn't vote. All of us who have the ability to vote, who are citizens here in Wisconsin, we have an obligation to vote, and it couldn't be more pivotal this election. Yeah, so I just want to make sure that people aren't scared to vote. You'll be fine. There's a lot of protection there at the polls. Go vote. Cast your ballot. Let's get Kamala Harris elected.
Absolutely, Matt. I mean, if these things, these issues, these efforts to suppress the vote make you mad, go vote. Go vote. I mean, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. 855-752-4842. We've got some callers lining up. Let's get to them. Joe from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
I just want to say thank you so much for having Greg Palestine. That was absolutely pivotal. I, again, encourage everybody to hit the streaming and catch that. That's how they want you to view it. You don't have to watch it in theater. It's there for you, free streaming. Just hit the website. I wanted to encourage you and the management at Civic Media to do something with this idea that he had, where he said, if your vote is challenged, you can re-register at, you know, day of when you're voting. I think that's a really, really important point. Instead of getting a provisional ballot that, you know, maybe you kind of, maybe not, you can re-register and vote right there. I really would encourage your management to look at a short promo that would say, number one, what do you have to take if you want to register day of at the polls? And if your vote is challenged, how you re-register at the polls would be really fantastic. So short, punchy, you know, air it a lot before Tuesday. That would be fantastic. Just wanted to throw that into the mix, guys.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Duly noted. The powers that be, I'm sure they're listening now. I would recommend that as well. And you can also go online and check out your registration status there as well.
And the League of Women Voters has great information, League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, about what you need to register to vote on voting day.
855-752-4842. Let's get to a few more callers. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hey, guys, how many states are there that are, you know, these swing states that everybody's focusing on?
Seven-ish, right?
Something like that. Okay. Okay. And then let me ask you another question. 3.5 million, 7 plus million, those are the two numbers that Hillary Clinton won by and Joe Biden won by. And yet I got to listen to these people on MSNBC, one of them saying, oh, it's such a close election. You know why it was? Because we don't get rid of something that's just absolutely absurd. If the Democrats do not take that up when she wins, the Electoral College I'm talking about,
yeah.
First of all, none of us would have had to go through this turmoil for the last 8 years. He lost by 3.5 million votes to her. So how is this really a democracy? I mean, I'm sorry. The most points wins in any game.
Not in golf, Dick. Not in golf. Thanks for the call, man. You know, Matt, I'm down. I mean, get rid of the Electoral College. I was out with Maggie last night. We came up with our ideas. Get rid of the Electoral College. Shorten the election cycle to, you know, maybe 90 days, 120 days. Have some publicly financed races, elections, right? And ranked choice voting. I mean, do we not want our elected officials to be representative of those folks that they're supposed to represent? I mean, it seems like logical to me. Do you think they should go after, if Kamala wins, they go after the Electoral College, Matt?
I'm all for it. It'll require, I believe, a constitutional amendment. I'm not a lawyer, but I can play one here on radio. I think you need a constitutional amendment for that. But it's, you know, we've needed it for a long, long time in the last, you know, 25 years have showed us why we really need it. For those people who thought, you know, we'd never get into a situation where the popular vote is different than the Electoral College outcome. Guess what? We've had it twice, and we might have it a third time here in the last 25 years.
Yeah, majority rules, except it doesn't. Jake from Milwaukee, we can give you 45 seconds. Welcome.
Yeah. How does the Bradley Foundation get away with their illegal activities? Because, I mean, to me, over the past decades, they're horrible. There are horrible people who give money to try to, like, destroy our democracy. I'm just sick of it. I mean, I'm sick of the Bradley Foundation.
Me too, Jake. But, you know, they can donate their money to these organizations, and what those organizations do with the donations, I guess, is up to them. Thank you for the call, Jake. Matt, you stick around. Jess, you too, please. Now, folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. We're going to have State Rep. Francisca Hong coming up next.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the state of the race in Wisconsin? Ben Wickler will be here. J.R. Radcliffe to talk all things sports. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.